Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So this starts off as a sports story, but that's not the point of the story here, so stick with us. Boston Celtics got a guy named Evan Fournier, or Fournier, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Fournier?
I think
it's in a trade last week. Mr. Fournier introduced himself to the Celtics fan base on Twitter by asking Celtics fans to Google his last name. He said, "Hi, Celtics fans, if you're not familiar with me, please Google my last name. You're welcome."
Google my name. Okay.
If you Google Fournier or Fournier, the search engine will inform you about Fournier gangrene, an acute necrotic infection of the scrotum, penis, or perineum.
So he's fun.
It is characterized by scrotum pain and redness with rapid progression to gangrene and sloughing of tissue.
Whoa.
Oh. This is how he earned the nickname Don't Google.
That's his middle name?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's his nickname, apparently.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's
he's cool. He's French, so I'm assuming it's Fournier.
Yeah. I think it is. I heard that. Yeah. I heard they got him.
It's Don't Google Fournier.
Did the somebody had to bitch because their kids, my kid Googled that and he saw a gross scrotum.
Probably. Yeah, they do say, whatever you do, do not click images.
No, of course. Yeah. Well, I think Nick's doing that now, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to click on the images. I'm a Celtic fan.
Well, you can do that, but the symptoms of
gangrene,
Fournier's gangrene include fever, general discomfort, moderate to severe pain, and swelling in the genital and anal areas, followed by rankness and smell of the affected tissues, leading to full-blown gangrene.
I ain't looking at that. You're right.
That sounds absolutely
rubbing
disgusting.
The affected area yields the distinct sounds of gas in the wound and of tissues moving against one another.
And a gassy scrotal wound?
And the sloughing of the tissue as your taint deteriorates.
In severe cases, the death of tissue can extend to parts of the thighs through the abdominal wall and up to the chest wall.
He's right. Don't Google it. How do you spell it?
Fournier.
Don't Google that.
No. 5 or 10 to 1, male to female.
A lot of the college athletes, and the pros for that matter, in the bubble they did, had Unity and stuff like that. He should have Don't Google Fournier on the back of his shirt.
Yeah.
Instead of Unity or something like that.
Oh, his social message?
Yeah, yeah.
Should be Don't Google.
Right.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't Google that and show it to your coworker having breakfast right now.
Are you looking at it now?
Don't do that.
Is it pretty bad?
No, I'm not.
No, don't look at it. Yeah,
whatever you do.
I might puke. That sounds so gross.
Yeah.
Well, don't you hurl, then I'm going to hurl.
I've never heard of a gassy wound.
Nor have I.
No, that's scary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Like, what would make that grosser? Oh, if you touch it, it, like, you know, expels gas. Yeah,
it starts talking to you. Hello. Your wound whispered my name.
You wouldn't be able to leave the house.
Well, I would think if you don't get that checked, you would die. It's something you'd die from.
Yeah, it sounds
gangrene
real bad.
Of your thighs and taint.
And up into your whole, like, your insides. Right. The important
organs. How do you get it,
Greg?
How do you get it?
I don't know.
Puss?
Somebody Google that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Don't look at images. Just Google it. I want to know how you get it, because it's something we should try to avoid.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The disease is commonly found in conjunction with other disorders, especially those that weaken the immune system. Whether you've got diabetes, profound obesity, cirrhosis, interference with the blood supply to the pelvis, and various malignancies.
All right.
This says it's often associated with staph and strep infections.
Okay,
and,
so if you got a wound, address it before it starts to spread.
Yeah, and then it says lack of access to sanitation, medical care, and psychosocial resources has also been linked to more mortality with this. So, keep your wounds clean.
Yeah. Now, the thing was, he had the name before the wound was named. That's what sucks.
No.
I mean, he's got a family name that goes way back, right?
Yeah. So does gangrene.
No, but the 48 symptom is obviously named since, just when certain things
could have been named in the last 100 years.
Yeah, but his name might go back further. I'm just saying, eventually something got called his last name.
It was probably discovered by
one
of his...
Which sucks for that guy.
What Todd said, or he's about to say.
Yeah. A Dr. Fournier probably discovered it.
Or patient zero had it.
Yeah.
That could be true.
Yeah. His great-great-great-grandpa had a leaky scrotal wound. Yeah.
His nuts rotted off.
Yeah, I get it when you're a scientist and you come up with something like that, you get to name it after yourself. But if it's a gassy scrotum wound, want to name it after yourself?
Sure. You name it after somebody you don't like.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you name it after your ex-wife. But she gave it to you.
After patient zero. They don't want that stigma.
Just call it that bitch.
You can still give it to them, though. Yeah.
Call it Jim's an asshat disease. Because, a Jim that's an asshat. And by the way, when you click on the Wikipedia page to find out what causes it, there's a picture.
Good. I was hoping you'd find that picture.
Damn it!
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.